with Benny Howell at Lord's after a stand of 192 with Ian Cobain for the sixth wicket, match-winning stand from 65 for five. It was a long way back from there, but you paced it really well.
Oh, it was important. We took it deep as we can. I think Coey was played great. He played very patient knock, and I think that's what you've got to do in these situations with your 5 wickets down. You've got to stay patient and take as deep as you can, and we managed to do that. It was a great 100 from
Coey. Is it just a question of the two of you batting in your own way? Because I mean, he started really slowly. I think it was only 3 singles in the first 20 balls he faced.
It can happen. It can happen in cricket. Sometimes you get off quickly, sometimes you don't, but there's no point in panicking, because if he was to lose the wicket there, then we would have been out of the game. So it was important he stayed there, took it deep, and there was a point where I had to take the initiative and try and take some calculated risks. Luckily they paid off and got the rate back slightly. And then we took it towards the end, and then he took over that role and started playing some shots, and luckily enough it came off.
How conscious were you of the short boundary on the main stand side?
Very conscious. I mean, the wind was sort of going all the way that way as well. So, I mean, it was very important that we were smart with our batting and not take silly risks and take the sort of calculated ones, which is what I did. And luckily, obviously, got a few out the middle, which is nice.
Where were you looking to get to with about 10 overs to go?
We were on about 100 off 10 we were happy with. I think we always bat ourselves to chase 10 and over, I mean, at worst case. So, at least 100. I think we were 95 off 10 in the end, so we're in a great position. And then we carried on taking it deep and deep, and luckily, we paid off.
And I think 4 boundaries in the last, but 1 over, which really took the pressure off, didn't it?
Yeah, well, that's it. You just got to be smart about it and take those calculated risks, and we did that. And it was great to get a partnership with Coey, and him to get 100 at Lords is sensational.
So go back to the beginning of the day. Liam, 5 wickets bowling straight through, which is somewhat unusual in 50-over cricket these days.
Oh, well, yeah, it is, but it was clearly he was looking like he was going to get wicked. It was important that he took those 5 wickets, because if he didn't, then they might have got a higher score than 250. So he bowled exceptionally well, and it was an unbelievable effort from him, and it would be a shame if we were to lose the game for him to get 5. So it was great that we won it for him.
What were the boys saying at half distance about the total? Do you feel it was below par?
Yeah, I think it was below par. I think it was a good wicket. I think it was a very good wicket, actually. So, we're just going to bat normally and pretty much try and take it deep as we can. And it was fortunate we lost a few wickets early, so we had to sort of reassess. But we got the win in the end.
And you got 3 wickets as well today.
It was nice to get 3 wickets.
This is obviously a big week, 3 away games. You've got to go to Chelmsford and you've got to go to Southampton. But at least you've sort of redressed the balance a bit after the Glamorgan result.
Yeah, I mean, Glamorgan was unfortunate, but it was very important we got a win today. And it doesn't matter how we did it, we managed to get it, which was great. So, yeah, roll on Chelmsford, roll on Southampton.
Thanks for your time, well done.
Thank you, no worries.